Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today sunny with a high near 61. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 42. And on Friday, a 40% chance of showers after noon, increasing clouds with a high near 59 degrees. And in the news, in a report shared with permission from Wisconsin Public Radio, Governor Tony Evers unveiled a plan Wednesday that would let Wisconsin residents propose citizen ballot initiatives, calling the move a pathway to repealing Wisconsin's 1849 ban on abortion. While it's not the first time Evers has called on Republicans who run the legislature to repeal the state's pre-Civil War ban, the governor's latest proposal would be more expansive, giving members of the public the power to pass state laws on any number of issues from redistricting to marijuana legalization. If Republican legislators aren't going to uphold the will of the people, then the people of the state should have the right to take a stand at the ballot box, Evers said at a state Capitol news conference. Republicans who run the legislature indicated almost immediately that they would reject the plan. Evers plans to schedule his special session for October the 4th. Because Evers' plan would amend the state constitution, it would first have to pass two consecutive sessions of the legislature. That means lawmakers would need to pass the proposal this year, and then the next legislature, elected in November, would need to pass the identical plan in 2023. The proposal would then go before voters in a statewide election to decide whether they want to allow for ballot initiatives in Wisconsin. The soonest that could happen would be 2023. In the most recent poll by Marquette University, 63% of registered voters said they opposed the U.S. Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe v. Wade, and 83% said they supported allowing a woman to obtain a legal abortion if she became pregnant as the result of rape or incest. Again, information for this report comes in part from WPR News. From the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign comes this report that three dozen outside electioneering groups have spent or plan to spend at least $37.4 million in legislative and statewide races, with 7 weeks to go until Election Day. The vast majority of this money is flowing into the governor's race. So far in that race, outside spending has reached at least $32 million. Groups backing Republican candidates doled out at least $18.3 million. Much of that money was spent in the contested Republican primary, which Tim Michaels won. Groups backing incumbent Democrat Governor Tony Evers spent at least $13.7 million. Most of the spending by political action committees or PACs, independent expenditure committees, and phony issue ad groups has supported Republican candidates. The groups backing Republicans have spent at least $21 million compared to at least $15 million by Democratic groups. The spending has occurred in 36 races, including contests for the state's five constitutional offices, governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, secretary of state, and treasurer, and 31 legislative races as of September 20th. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.